With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden, fighting to save his endangered re-election effort, said his disastrous debate performance last week was a bad episode, and there were no indications of any serious condition in a highly anticipated interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He repeatedly rejected taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term in office. Former President Donald Trump says he knows nothing about a sweeping plan by the Heritage Foundation to transform the U.S. government. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Project 2025 has been organized by longtime allies and former Trump administration officials. It proposes a massive overhaul of the federal government. Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said on a podcast, Republicans are in the process of taking this country back. On his social media site, Trump said he knows nothing about Project 2025 and has no idea who is behind it. Trump also said he disagrees with some of the things they're saying. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Beryl, right now a tropical storm has begun leaving Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula after battering the resort of Tulum and prepared to reemerge into the Gulf of Mexico. It could soon resume hurricane status. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says a hurricane watch has been posted for a large section of coastal Texas from the Rio Grande River to Sargent, Texas.
We have the center right now moving along the lower and middle Texas coast. If the center moves a little farther to the right, we could see landfall up here along the middle Texas coast, a little farther to the left, out down closer near the mouth of the Rio Grande. And that's exactly why that hurricane watch and storm surge watch has been issued for such that broad area.
Some Texas counties have already issued voluntary evacuation orders in low-lying areas. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 67 points. This is SRN News. The Biden administration sends mixed messages on transgenderism.
Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, recently advised an international transgender health organization that there should be no minimum age for children who want sex change operations. This sparked outrage across the U.S., and now the Biden administration is in full damage control mode, issuing a statement saying it does not support sex change operations for anyone under 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Residents of Amarillo, Texas, will vote on an abortion travel ban in November. Supporters of the measure gathered more than 6,000 verified signatures to petition for approval of the ordinance and submitted their request to city officials to have it placed on the ballot. Their action came after the Amarillo City Council rejected the proposed policy, which would forbid the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers, correspondent John Scott reports.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
President Biden has canceled a planned speech in Philadelphia at the annual conference of the National Education Association after the union staff announced a strike. It set up picket lines Friday around the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.